Okay, the time is now 5:15, and you are free to start.
Okay, it's April 17th, 2019, and this is a meeting of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission. Commissioners Winterholm, Elise and Trowbridge are here, and Nick Armada, our staff planner, is here. The first property we're looking at is 25 Fallon Street, apartment 4. So who is that? That's you. You want to come here and then for the recording, say your name?
It's David Cakes.
You got that? Okay, you want to tell us what you want to do?
What we presently have is quite a bit. There were decks up there 2 years ago, and they were all taken down. And this is the proposed section, and this is what they used to look like. Right now, last October, all the decks were taken off. All new roofs were put on, all new rubber roofs. And the head houses were waterproofed and new siding to them and new roofs on them. And then so right now we have nothing but just rubber roofs, and these are the head houses. Uh-huh. As you come up from the front of the building, you can walk out onto this from every building. The only building we're not going to do is number 7. 7 is being done by the owner himself, Mr. Powers. We're going to be doing from building 9 down to 25. And that consists of 8 new decks. And these would be the new decks. And they're going to be a little staggered this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a walkway that'll run right down through every single one as a second means of egress. So if someone needs to come out of this place here, they can walk all the way down. They can go into this building here for another means of egress.
So I see these head houses.
Correct.
Do they also serve back here?
Well, they'll serve to this walkway,
mm-hmm.
and then you can
go either way.
You can go either way.
Ah.
It's just one continuous walk path.
Mm-hmm. And you said you can't see it from the street?
You cannot see them from the street. Again, of course, you can see them from the corridor, the southwest corridor, but they are less visible than the original decks from the southwest corridor.
Set back more, right?
Correct, yes. With the exception of the one on number 25 at the end,
mm-hmm.
That one will be more visible just because of its location. But don't forget there's a lot of shrubbery and whatnot there, so it will significantly reduce the...
It used to be right there.
23, I meant to say, yeah, because it's, yeah, my apologies.
Right.
But in my opinion, it will not affect any of the significant views of the district.
Yeah. Any questions?
Is there any public comment?
Yep. Public comment on this? Anyone?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have any issues with it.
No,
it's pretty straightforward. I'll make a motion to approve the proposal to replace the roof decks as submitted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
3-0.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Good to go. I'll get you a letter first thing tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much. Yeah, the building department already issued the permits. They're waiting for the letter. You see?
Are you sure?
Verbally.
Okay.
They approved.
That's not an issue on your side, but it's
pardon?
It's fine. You're fine to go. It's just I'll have a conversation with them later. It will not affect your project. Thank you.
Okay. Next is 258 West Newton. You want to come to the table and state your name for the minutes.
I'm Mark Van Brock with Mark Studio. I'm here on behalf of BSA Management, the owners and developers of 258 West Newton Street. We've been here before you for a number of things. Today we're here on the rear, two items. One is, we have previously been approved to, should I click through here?
The clicker is not working, so.
So you can be my.
Yeah. I'll just follow your lead.
If you just go to page two, there we go.
Do you have copies of those for us?
I do, if you'd like a hard copy instead of the screen.
Well, both.
Thank you.
So on the rear at this first and second level, we have been previously approved for four in total pairs of doors with transoms. We would like to have since installed single or pairs of doors with no transoms and a modified divided light pattern. So as you can see, it's four lights per leaf, 8 foot tall, no transom. The proportion of the lights are roughly in keeping with the proportion of the rest of the windows of the building. In addition, on the rear, we are proposing at each of these four openings, Juliet balconies that would project 30 inches in total at each of the four openings. They are curved, so 30 inches is the proud point, and they come back to 2 feet at the edges. There you can see in the rear elevation, and the next slide, thank you, they project, there's the plan, so they've got a slight bow from 24 to 30 inches, and they project 30 to 30 inches. Previously, we had been entertaining the idea of at the first floor, a full cantilevered 6 foot deck. In discussion with some abutters, that was a concern, and we decided to listen and concede to not have such an overhang. As well, this projection of the balconies is not a zoning issue. We're well within the setback from the rear yard. And then there's another item is at the front. It's not listed here, Nick, but we do want to remove the.
At front facade, remove fire balcony.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. It's right there.
Yep.
There's a fire balcony currently between 258 and 256, and as we understand the conversation with 256, it's not an issue to remove it. It doesn't serve a purpose. Correct. And we also proposing to build a fence at the rear patio. Next to the towards the end, mm-hmm. Yeah, the last page. It's a 10 foot fence. It comes out 10 foot from the back of the building. It's set back from the alley for sidewalk and just ease and convenience. It would not incorporate anything beyond that 10 foot. It would be sole use of the lower unit of the building. And then beyond that, we're planning for two spots for parking, and then there's an existing easement that goes to. I'm not sure what number, but there's an easement that goes into
256 and 254.
Correct, right, to you guys. So that's what we're here for today. And there are images from close-up as well as from within the alley to show, you know, precedent for this sort of balcony along St. Patel on page 3. So there are just a few doors down, I don't know the building number, but there are several Juliet balconies on the rear facade. And then to show you the visibility from, the only way place it's visible from the public right of way is from Cumberland, mm-hmm. down the alley.
Right.
Is that trellis new?
What?
Is this trellis new?
Trellis. Point out to this. Point out to me.
These photographs were taken on March 25th of this year.
It's not the one that we just approved, is it?
No.
I'll look into it.
No.
It's neither here
nor
there.
No, the one we approved, you wouldn't see here.
Okay.
It's like there. I don't know about that one.
I'll look into it.
So you said that there was not an issue with 256?
I won't speak a blanket statement about that, but I do know that the developer had originally proposed a 6 foot deck, and in feedback with the lower unit owner of 256, okay. We agreed to pull it back. So there wasn't a big, mostly for shadows and just totally obscuring their small outdoor space.
And they're in agreement on that, but we don't have anything that says that, they support that.
No.
Okay.
They might be here tonight.
I'm the owner of 256.
Oh, yeah, well, we're going to get to you.
We are.
And yeah. we're okay with the revised plan.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Is there any other public comment on this while we're doing that? Yeah, what's your question?
The windows?
Mark?
Yes.
So we approved you with the doors for the transoms?
Correct.
And you already put these doors in?
I will say we, as the project team, had that happen.
Okay. I'm seeing a trend here. So...
I'm sorry that you see that. It was not intentional, and it's...
Okay.
It's not under my control, and I will make sure that...
I appreciate that, but just know we can ask you to remove them and have you return for another hearing, and we don't want to do that. So mm-hmm. we need all of this stuff done beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Understood.
It's fine. Our commissioners are very reasonable,
mm-hmm.
but we have the ability to do that.
Understood.
Okay.
I respect that.
But what about you had suggested the arch, would them be replaced with an arch?
So after further thinking about
okay.
that, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The shape mm-hmm. of the...
I was thinking more of the lintels on top to match the lintels that you see in the neighborhood, but
mm-hmm.
now seeing that the lintels will stay as they are now, which are not historic.
Correct.
And there was originally no window there. I think I'm fine with it as it's there now.
Okay.
That was my initial thought, though.
Okay.
It looks very nice from Cumberland
mm-hmm.
Street, looking down at it. So, any other questions?
I don't think I...
Somebody want to make a motion?
Lee?
Oh, we asked for comment before. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not clear on the parking. Is it an easement with 256 with two parking spaces next door?
At the rear of the lot, there's an easement for pedestrian access to 256 West Newton,
mm-hmm.
because they're pretty much landlocked. The two parking spots I'm showing here would be exclusive to 258. So the easement is a 4-foot wide easement.
So they would be here?
Yeah, so
all
there's...
the way in.
The parking, I believe the easement goes, and you guys can correct me, that's just at the rear of 258 to your side. There's no easement along the property line this way. It's merely from the alley accessing. If you're building, if you're
so here. 256 is here, mm-hmm. then you have 254, and actually 107 St. Botolph is in this corner. The easement provides access to those three buildings, mm-hmm. otherwise they would all be
landlocked. Right. So the easement, it's a 4-foot wide easement for pedestrians across the rear of the property, not deep into the property, just.
So residents of this, the reason I'm asking is
sure.
because this is a problematic alley, as you well know, both in terms of traffic, garbage, and so forth. Will residents of this building be able to park?
There are two spots here. I don't know how they're allocated within the building, but they're perpendicular to the alley. The property is certainly deep enough. It's almost 23 feet deep for a car, as well as circulation around it. And the intention of the developer is to sort of suggest that they park closer to the property line to leave more circulation behind it for the alley. So if there's a garbage truck, you can walk around the garbage
and
truck.
And that's an existing agreement?
So I think in the interest of time, we could table this conversation for after the hearing, because that's not under the purview of the commission. So if you guys want to, once we make a decision, you can maybe step outside. And
mm-hmm.
do you have a question?
No, I'm not clear on the easement. The easement to get where?
There may be some sort of access there.
So the corner of West Newton and St. Botolph is... fully developing, and there's no alley from St. Botolph to the alley in question parallel to St. Botolph.
Okay.
So 256, 254, 107 St. Botolph are basically landlocked from the rear, if not for this easement.
So it's a pedestrian easement, basically,
just
to get to the back doors
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Right.
Okay, got it.
One more.
Yeah. On the front of this one?
It has been replaced.
What has been replaced?
The stained glass
Oh, good.
So the stained glass is removed. There was some discussion with the developer.
Right here?
On my part and so forth, and the developer conceded to basically restore the, he's going to scrap it because it was in such bad shape, basically restore the existing stained glass. And I'm pleased to report as I walk by it.
It's this one.
Okay.
So I want to thank you. The developers for doing that. It wasn't something that, that they had missed.
That's good. Okay. Wow. So you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the proposals as...
Just in time. Wrapping it up.
To accept the proposals as stated.
Seconds it. In favor? 3-0. Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, the last one for design review is 7 Harcourt.
Sure.
So who's here for 7 Harcourt? Where's that thing? So you want to say your names,
yep.
So they get in the minutes.
Rebecca Berry, President Feingold Alexander Architects.
Greg Demetrius with UDR.
Okay. So are you looking for...
This is 7 Harcourt. Did I make the wrong one? This is the wrong one. Is this
no,
the
that
one?
It's it. It lists all 3 properties, just to note that they own the 3. But I initially, I had actually not realized that the majority of this had gone to administrative review.
Yes.
So that's fine. We'll just talk about the germane item in question at 7 Harcourt. So we're here tonight, obviously, to talk about 7 Harcourt. UDR is the owner of the property,
mm-hmm.
And they also own in the area 32 Garrison Street, 56 St. Patolph. It's all one development known as Garrison Square.
Yes.
Right. So if you go forward one, this is the location of those 3 buildings. The one in question, of course, is 7 Harcourt here, right? So it's in that funny little spot where you get beyond Studio Place. You go one more. So the total scope at the exterior of the building is basically, you know, restoration. New windows, masonry repointing, and then the item that we're here to talk about in specific tonight, which is at the lower level currently, there's nothing in the building. At the upper level, UDR has offices of their development team here in Boston. And the plan is to convert the lower level of the building into a couple of different items, some small offices for the UDR leasing team. So when people come to, you know, talk about leasing an apartment, they'll go there. And also a small gym, which would be used by the residents of all 3 properties. Mm-hmm. So because of the fact that we are talking about amenities, right, for residents, we trigger accessibility, okay? So within the building, we're handling that by means of a ramp so that we'll be fully accessible. The lower level is actually down about 6 steps from the sidewalk, okay? Which is not at all obvious from these photos, we realize. So if you go one more, what you can see here is just kind of the general conditions. So you can probably tell a little bit better here because you see how the level drops off as you come around Studio Place and head back over to some of the other properties. So, you know, the first floor level is actually right about here. Okay, so that's that drop. So if you go to the next slide, we are planning on all elevations to redo, again, all the windows and do restoration of the panels and everything else. There's a lot of just like water damage and just age to the building. So if you advance 2 slides, actually, that's the side elevation, to the front, okay? You may have noticed in the first slide, for instance, that the upper windows had been replaced at one point and they lost all the mullion patterning. So we're putting all of that back, okay? And then at the entry here, what you see is the doors. This would be new wood doors with glass lights, new side lights, and then, of course, they would be at the level of the sidewalk so that people can just simply come in. So if you go one more slide, so this is the existing condition, okay? There's a
There's a low, and I mean very low, granite water table, right? It's 6 inches high, and it runs right at the level of the sidewalk. The windows at the front, as you may have noticed in the previous picture, they come all the way down. So what happens at the moment, of course, is you step up off the sidewalk. The original doors are long since gone. There's this sort of, you know, 1980s as well as vintage aluminum. So again, all that comes out and is replaced with the new wood doors and side lights. So what we would do is we would do what you have seen before, I'm sure, which is to saw cut right along the masonry piers and remove this piece of granite. And at the moment, there is a piece of granite, but then beyond it, there's some charming quarry tile, let me tell you, before you walk in that door. So all of that will go. We'll replace everything with granite material so that the entire depth of that setback to the doors will be in the granite. Obviously, we'll pick a granite that matches the existing water table after we clean the building, so we know for sure that the gray matches, because the building is quite dirty, and the masonry will be cleaned as part of the larger project. So this will be cut, dropped down, and a new piece of granite inserted, and then the stormfront doors replaced. So we feel this would be a real, obviously, visual improvement to the property, and really brings back some of its historic character. And then just for reference, if you get one more slide, this is a project that our firm completed in 2014 in the South End. This is the Royal. This space is, it's on Shawmut. I can't even remember the name of the park. There's sort of those two matching parks that like cross across Washington. Thank you. Blackstone.
Yeah.
Yes. So this space is to there, and we did basically exactly the same thing there. So these were two buildings that we combined together. And again, because of the number of units, we had to create accessibility. So this, the previous doors and everything that were in here were, again, there's the bottom of this building was limestone, and so there was a piece of granite, of course, for the base that came all the way across here. So again, we did exactly the same thing, removed it, replaced with new granite here, and then new doors. And this is actually kind of a similar look to what we'll end up with for the doors parkway, except that, of course, we'll have the side lights. So that's the plan.
Could you go back to the door? Now that's
existing, and that's coming out. Exactly. So if you go back one more.
So there'll be two wood doors.
So the idea is these would be two wood doors with glazing, right? So two panel.
Yeah, wood.
And then glazing, and then the side lights with the same, will match the light sizes of the existing windows, unfortunately.
And then I think you said when you get inside, the floor level is about six steps down?
Yes, so the...
So how do you
there's
make
a,
that
there's
happen?
A
yeah.
plat,
there's
a platform that goes
yeah.
upstairs, and then there's a stairs that go down. So that platform's going to get lowered so that it meets the new thresholds, and then we'll rebuild the stair up and rebuild the ramp and the stairs going down.
Right. Yeah. So the public amenities are all either just straight off the street or down a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
And the upper floor is staff only, and we're at a small enough project level that we don't have to deal with accessibility for that level. And when, in fact, we're not doing the work up there as part of this project. It's really just that first level.
Yeah.
With that being said, you can also receive a variance for the accessibility because you're in a historic district.
Yes, we could.
But
I will say that having done this many times before and the ease of doing something like this, the state tends to prefer this method.
Sure,
as long as
and we all do.
We prefer.
Yeah.
So you asked me that before. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But it is something that can be done, and it's commonly done with homes with stoops.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a little bit different example because it's just one step.
Yeah. Where we've had to deal with like 4 and 5 steps and it's a home, we've sought variances, but again, this is public access and we're talking 6 inches, right?
Yeah.
So it's a much easier piece of work. And I also think it's much easier to make it look like it was always that way. Right.
Agreed.
As opposed to having to deal with the fact that, you know, clearly you were always meant to walk up. Say to the entrance.
Well, your other property that is similar looks like it was always that way,
and that's would be the goal here. Would be so that it would be seamless, so that you wouldn't think, oh, they modified the entry.
So, did you want to address some comments?
Yeah.
So,
I support putting the doors and the step at level grade as a staff person. My concern from the historic perspective is that slab of
granite.
Mm-hmm. We would prefer that you keep it on site.
Okay.
Do we know what's underneath?
We don't.
Okay.
We could find that out. I mean, as part of
we're
the demolition
find
process,
out.
We'll find out. Yes.
We suck at it.
My recommendation is to approve the removal of the step, but embed the existing granite either under the proposed granite that you want to put it,
mm-hmm.
or integrate the existing granite into the new flat surface. You know, I'll leave that to you, but I'd prefer to keep a historic material.
I think
on-site.
The way we could do that,
if possible,
yeah.
we'd be glad to use it if we can. It just depends
lower.
On those grade beams,
right.
and
yeah.
and the structure underneath it.
Yeah.
You know, because.
So if we let's say we proceed, right? I presume what you would like is for us to get the demolition done to the point where we know what we're dealing with, and then you know come in and meet with you with some photos and proposals of how we would handle it. Would that make sense?
I would think that would be fair. You
okay.
would just have to remain that to me, and then if I don't feel comfortable
sense.
With the options, I can report it back to you, and say you know here's where we go from here. But ultimately, I'd like to keep that piece of granite on site. If not there, somewhere on site would be appropriate.
I think we might be able to find a way to work it in too, because what we're going to find, right, is when we drop the platform, for instance,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have to do some reframing. So it might even be possible, you know, to use it sort of behind even where it is now, where we have to do refloor framing or something like that. I think
okay.
we can figure out a.
Yeah.
I think we can figure out a reasonable solution.
Is it worn at all from the years of being used, because those are always the fun
yeah,
parts.
It looks so
it's
painted and
yeah.
No,
oh, it's never
clean.
No,
it
not
looks
painted.
It looks
that is it. That
well,
is,
so in this
picture,
right. sorry,
that's a drawing.
In
yeah.
here,
yeah,
I just grayed it out so that
oh, okay.
to talk about what
yeah.
the area that we were
okay.
affecting. So it's a very
yeah.
dark gray granite
on the side. What's on the side?
It does. It does,
even
yeah.
connects. It looks like
yeah. If you go back to the front elevation photo, sorry. Go back to
oh.
the photo, sorry.
Oh, photo?
Yes. So.
This one?
No, keep going. Go backwards, sorry. Go back toward the beginning.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. So, one more.
There
so
go.
Here,
yeah.
you can
yeah.
sort of tell, see how this is sort of a piece. Now, it does start
yeah.
and stop. It is, I will say, it's a little bit worn. It
okay.
is not, it does not have the hollows, you know, that you sometimes find in like heavily used steps or things like that
yeah.
for stone. It's a kind of a medium gray. It's very typical of what
yeah.
you see, you know,
mm-hmm.
throughout Back Bay, South End, you know.
Yeah,
all those
but that worn character is, you know, gives the
yeah.
building
yeah.
character and
mm-hmm.
it shows
yeah.
history and depth. And so, yeah.
Did you have other comments?
That's
that
think that's
it?
Really it. Yeah.
Lee, do you have any comments?
This project has some history going all the way back to 2000. Well,
that's correct, it does. Our firm was involved at that point, and we are not adding on to this building. As probably everyone knows.
not in the current plan. Because the
no.
new work starts, we'll get asked. The art review committee in the neighborhood will get asked, so what the hell's going on? So the fact that the two additional stories, it was two, right?
It was supposed to be three, and no.
Three additional
that's
stories.
That's not happening.
It's not on the... It's absolutely not happening.
No, it won't. Especially won't happen after we do this.
I was going to say, this would preclude converting it to residential.
Well, I mean,
by us, we gave up on that.
Yeah.
The neighborhood is very supportive of just improving the historic
yeah.
looking character. Of that, so
oh yeah, the
yeah,
outside
I mean,
will certainly
the aluminum windows.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Thank
the,
you for
goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you for your sensitivity.
Is there anything in there left of the school?
No, there's
plan?
Really
no.
nothing.
Okay.
The one thing we are doing, though, actually, interesting that you asked that. So the at the lower levels we mentioned, we're doing a gym.
Yeah.
And when we did the demo, the floor structure is very nice because it's very tight because they had all of that heavy machinery.
Oh.
So it's these very tightly spaced, you know, nice joists with bridging. Oh. So we're actually going to paint it with a fire retardant paint, but leave a lot of it exposed.
Oh, nice. It was a print shop, if I'm not
mistaken.
Yeah, it was a sort of an industrial school, like a vocational school, and they had printmaking and bookbinding and all kinds of things.
Okay, we want to
make a motion that we approve the project as submitted with the proviso that staff planner approves the use of the existing granite once it's uncovered.
You second?
Second.
In favor? 3-0.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, do they need to stick around for the administrative stuff? No. But we're in touch. Okay, you want to present this other stuff?
Yes. Okay, so I'm just going to read through these, and then if anyone has any questions, you can just let me know. So 145 St. Patulf Street, the proposed work is to replace the existing slate on the roof to match in materials, color, and shape. This is part of a phased project on that property in which they're slowly repairing the entire roof.
This is the schoolhouse.
Correct, right. Yes. They're also replacing the snow rail and installing new copper gutters and drip edge. All of those criteria all of the design criteria is, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's approvable. number 32 Garrison Square, to replace the aluminum clad windows in kind, they'll be replacing them with the same window pane configuration, aluminum clad. Number 56 St. Patulf, they're replacing all of the windows on the property with aluminum clad windows with the same proportions, pane configuration, spandrels, and arched openings. If you remember, they showed us this property. It's a really impressive building. And they're going to replace, it's this building in the center, and they're going to keep them exactly as is, they're just going to sharpen them up, and they'll look fantastic when they're done.
Yeah, that's a beautiful building.
Yeah. And then last, the building we just spoke about, they are going to replace all of the windows on all of the facades with aluminum clad windows that have the same color, pane configuration, and they'll all be double hung. They'll also be repointing the brick facade. One thing worth noting, in this presentation. So these on the left, you see that they're boarded up with non-original materials. They'll be making them into windows again with the correct pane configurations. I think they're gonna look fantastic.
Mm.
Yeah. They're also gonna brighten up that alley, add some movement on the interior, and I think it'll be really great.
Mm. They usually put flower boxes down.
Yeah, they're there now. I think they have pansies. So, staff recommends approval.
So that's are what, 12 over 12?
The middle ones, yes. And then the sides are.
And that's what they're
going to
be
six.
Replacing that in kind?
Yes.
That'll look nice.
Yep, that'll look nice. So, should we just have a motion to approve all of these as in one?
I'll move to approve all the
administrative
items.
3-0.
Perfect. Awesome.
Okay.
So that's, we just need to approve the minutes. Would you prefer I email these to you also ahead of time so that you can look at them beforehand?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
Yeah, you weren't here for this.
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah, this was.
Thank Joe for coming
to
help me
out.
Yeah, to help mom out.
Yeah, well, that kind of says it, doesn't it? They tried again and they failed again.
Thank you.
Well, I guess the only thing is that the 12 Cumberland vote, I had to recuse myself, so it would, have been 3-0, not 4-0.
I will note that.
March 20th minutes with the proviso that the vote was 3-0 on 12 Cumberland Street.
Perfect.
Second. 3-0.
Perfect. I think that's it. The only thing I know, Susan, as a staff update, I just wanted to have an open discussion about window materials. We talked back and forth about this.
Yeah.
So my interpretation of the rules are that the guidelines state that we should be using materials that are seen throughout the district. Mm-hmm. And I feel even though there were...
Do they know why we're...
You're replacing your windows with plastic instead of aluminum.
Vinyl.
Yeah. So Susan had been, her building had been
previously
approved.
Our building got approval in 1996 to do vinyl.
Right. And then recently we approved, was it 12 Cumberland?
Yeah, right.
And for aluminum clad, but they had originally requested vinyl. Now, my interpretation of the rules is that we should be using materials regardless in the district that are seen in the district. So metal, aluminum is seen in the district, even though they weren't using metal windows at that point when the district was primarily built. It doesn't specifically say that we cannot allow vinyl windows in the window section.
I talked to Joe about this, and he seemed to think that with vinyl, it's a big question is whether the color is baked in or whether it's been painted.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's been baked in, it can look identical to aluminum.
Right.
But if it's been painted, you certainly wouldn't want it.
Okay.
So that might be an issue.
Right, yeah. So how do you feel, I mean, do we maintain this, or do we, as a commission, say we feel that vinyl windows with the embedded tones,
pigments,
will be okay as windows?
Well, being in the building that has these vinyl windows, I can tell you they look exactly like they were. It was embedded pigment, and they look exactly like aluminum.
I got approval for 1986.
I'm sorry?
I got approval for vinyl clad wood windows in 1986 in my building.
In your building. And in ours it was in 1996.
I'm not 86, it was 2007.
Oh, okay.
What? I didn't hear what you said happened in 2007.
You got approval.
Oh.
You got approval for vinyl clad wood.
Right.
But that was the proviso. It had to be, the color had to be all the way through the vinyl. You can't tell.
Okay.
You really can't.
Whether it's wood, aluminum, or whatever. And it's also more durable and less conductive of
Heat and cold.
Okay.
And actually, what we were approved, it wasn't wood with vinyl on top, it was vinyl.
Just all vinyl.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm hearing that in the future, we can allow vinyl as an interpretation of the guidelines.
Provided it's not painted on.
Full, yeah,
correct.
Full color permutation.
Well, I'm okay with that, but what about you guys? Obviously, I'm okay with that.
What's done in other districts, Nick? Is it?
We don't allow vinyl, period. So that's why I kind of really closely looked at the wording of the standards. It's my opinion that I would not want vinyl windows, but you're the commissioners, and if you feel that, you know, you're representing the community and you feel that it's appropriate to maintain the character to keep vinyl, then I will support you.
I think you can't tell the difference, so the character isn't the issue. The criteria don't specify material.
For windows.
For St. Patoff, yeah.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see a comparison. I visually,
So.
Oh, well, you can come look at my building.
Yeah, please.
I tell you what, I'll grab you some examples, and when you're walking home one night, just, I mean, don't peek in Susan's windows, but, or let her know you're gonna do it.
You can look at my windows at 3:30, you can't tell.
Yeah, really can't tell.
So.
And the other issue is that vinyl is much cheaper, so if we really want people to maintain their buildings, we give them more incentive that they can do it for less money.
That's true, yeah.
Vinyl's pretty durable also.
Well, mine are from 1996, and I'm only thinking of replacing them because the glass has gotten smoky, not because anything to do with the vinyl.
With vinyl, our new windows in general, is that those gaskets.
The thermal paint.
But to get 23 years out of it, that's not bad.
Mm. How about 150 years with original windows?
Yeah.
So, food for thought. So, take a look
at
their properties when you get a chance, and we can discuss this at the next hearing, and that'll be it.
Okay.
All right.
So, and you don't have more to say about the Midtown?
No.
Okay.
But I will be encouraging them to visit our commission as well as myself.
But it's good to know that the zoning doesn't allow anything above the colonnade.
I'm gonna reach out to them.
Okay.
Kind of find out where they're at in the process and encourage them to interact with early.
Yeah, and pass my information along so I can set something up with all of us so that we can provide input. Perfect.
Okay. The meeting is adjourned. Do you want to move the meeting be adjourned?
Move that the meeting be adjourned at 5:56.
Second.
Okay, we're done.
Let me stop this.
So as to